All right. Well, with that, then we shall go into the meditation, shall we?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So, all of you, so what we're going to do is we're going to meet with your guides. We're going to meet a new guide. You're going to connect with a new guide. And then you and your new guide and all the guides are going to do a manifestation for you. They're going to get the energy going, all right? And you're going to set your intention. You're going to share that with them and have a really beautiful, you know, beautiful community team experience. You, the leader, okay? So to go into this experience and give yourself the permission to open up to the experience, let yourself get into a position that is comfortable. Let yourself relax into that comfortable position, or the most comfortable you can get. Let yourself go back to center. Center yourself. Ground yourself. Let yourself go deep. Quiet. Calm. Let yourself breathe a gentle, relaxing breath. And that is that you breathe in like normal, and then you breathe out with just a drop of into relaxation. You breathe in and out. All the tension leaving your body. Letting yourself just relax. It's as if a curtain is pulled across your eyes. So as you go into very quiet, personal space. Your space. Quiet. Breathing, and then breathing and then letting it drop. Letting it be quiet. Letting it drop. Quiet. Drop. Good. And letting yourself drift and hopefully in a position in which you can stay awake and stay comfortable for a longer period of time. Let yourself imagine now. Let yourself just kind of look into the future ahead of you. Just look into the nothing, into the emptiness. Your eyes are closed. Maybe it's a little darker. Just feel in your quiet space. Just looking, waiting, opening. And as you do, we're going to count you down. We're going to count you down from 7 to 1 and just going to go deeper and more relaxed and deeper and more relaxed. At the count of 1, you're going to find yourself in a beautiful, sacred place. A beautiful place in nature, a sacred ceremonial place. Maybe it's an ancient place where many ceremonies have been held, or a place of just great, profound beauty. A space that you will find yourself there. Seven. Six, getting more relaxed. Five. Four. Three. One. Let yourself be there. In this beautiful space. It may be day, it may be an evening. It may be twilight or sunrise. A beautiful space. Maybe great trees, or maybe it's by the ocean. A sacred place, a place of beauty. And somehow or another, you're just sitting there. Maybe it's on a blanket on the sand or in the grass under the trees. And there's a little breeze. It's totally comfortable. And there you are, totally comfortable. Very relaxed. In this beautiful place. And you notice that the sky, whether it's day or twilight or sunrise or even nighttime, is filled with stars. Hundreds. Thousands of stars. Beautiful stars. Oh. If you're under a tree, you move over to where you can look up. If you're by the sea, you just look up. You look up at the sky filled with stars, sparkling, beautiful stars, just right there. Almost as if you could just reach out and just beyond your touch. Let yourself feel a child of the stars. You are one. You came from the stars. You've lived out there in those stars and lifetimes. Beautiful stars. Now every one of those stars, every spark, every beautiful pinpoint of light is actually a being, a light being. A light being who's come to be with you. A light being who's come to witness you, to love you, to support you. Old friends from other lifetimes on earth and other places, members of your spiritual family, all sorts of unseen friends, and those who are watching the evolutions of consciousness happening on earth, coming to watch, to observe, to be, to hold the space for you. And some of those stars move from their position and they come together into a big ball of stars, a big sparkling ball of beautiful stars. Big, beautiful, bright ball, glowing ball, radiating light. And that's us. That's the way we show ourselves as we move into one. We are one. We are a group who is one. And this ball of stars, this glowing, dazzling ball of stars, we send a beam of light down to you That when it reaches you, it is like a column of light. It surrounds you. It wraps you up. You are safe, dear one. You are loved. You belong amongst the stars. You belong in beauty and nature. You belong as a sacred being doing your divine work. You are one of us. All the stars, all the beings of light, you are one with us. We are here for you. Now, you may not call all of us to take form and to be with you. But we suggest that you call. You have an inner circle. You have an expanded circle. And that expanded circle can be 50, 100. So we suggest you call your expanded circle. Quite a few. And let them come and take human form or animal form or crystalline form. And let them come and be with you. Call them. Come. Come be with me. And they're going to come and form a semicircle in front of you. They may be 3, 4, 5 deep. They don't surround you all the way. They're just in front of you, a semicircle. You facing them. And you just sense all of these beings standing there, arriving, being there, holding this light and holding this energy. They may have come from the stars. Some of the stars may have come down and become these friends of yours in human form. But they're here. There's some that are bigger and brighter than the others. Your higher self. Your soul. There's some that you feel tremendously, intimately connected with, and you don't know how. Maybe it's your ancestors, your counselors. Maybe it's some those that have been spending time with you since you were very, very young, who saved you from hurt in a boating accident when you were 7 or something. You know, all those experiences where you did not die, you did not get hurt, your protectors, they're here. You're safe, you're loved. And you talk to them, you say, I thank you for coming, and I would like to ask that one of you, who I do not know, I would like to meet. And so out of this group steps one, who comes closer to you and stands before you. And you may, at this point, be standing or sitting. If you're sitting, you stand up. And you look first at the feet of this one. Here is one who has come, who wishes to work with you, who wishes to participate with you, who wishes to become closer to you, that you would like to work with. And there's this positive happy energy. And you notice by the feet whether it's male or female, or maybe you can't tell, wearing shoes or not. Your eyes take in the shoes. Are they sandals? Are they boots? If they're barefooted, does it look like it's a tropical energy that they have, living in a tropical clime? And let your eyes now slowly, using your imagination now, just make it up. Let your gaze move up the legs. Are they wearing pants? Are they wearing some kind of short skirt? Or are they wearing robes? Are they wearing something else? What's going on with their legs? What's happening? Are their legs thick or thin? Short or tall? Long? Moving up into the torso? And what are they wearing there, if they are? Any colors? What about the shape of the body? Can you discern a gender? Can you discern an age? Can you discern a cultural dress you can identify? Their hands, their arms. Can you identify their race, their culture? Let your eyes move up now to shoulders, to neck, and now to head. Is this a male, female, or hard to tell? Is their skin dark, warm, light, pale? Do they have a beard? What's the hair color? Just sense. How long is it? Just sense. Just make it up. How about the eyes? What color are the eyes? A dazzling electric blue? A rich, deep, dark, magical brown. And just sense now the presence of this one. A calm, easy presence, a powerful, authoritarian presence, a creative kind of dancer-type presence. Are they muscular? Are they lithe? Are they kind of overweight and just sense, just feel, just sense it. There's no right or wrong here, just let yourself imagine and sense. And you welcome them and you say, thank you for coming, I welcome you. And maybe you sense a little smile on their face. And so you desire to connect. And I welcome you with this, you say, as you extend your hand. And in your hand is an object. Make it up. Not logical here, okay? Just there's something in your hand. It's a gift. You're going to give them now. And you extend your hand to them and give them this. And they open a hand or two, both hands, and they take that. And they say, thank you. And then they say, I have something for you. And they extend a hand, and in that hand is something, a gift for you, an object of some sort. So you reach out and you accept that. Thank you, you say. And you note what it is, and you hold it and hold the energy there. And in your imagination now and in your mind, as you're making all of this up and sensing all of this, you say, I wonder what the messages are of this. What do these mean? And so, in a way, telepathically, you listen. See if they have something that they can impart to you. Or if you just kind of get an impression. This is what this means. This is a symbol of. And now you're holding something. And imagine now that you're holding it in your hand and you're feeling something in your hand. There's a connection, a physical connection, so to speak, in your hand, so that you get this sense of something material in your hand. You connect to that. Sense, if you can, what it means. Sense, if you can, what the meaning is of what you gave. And then looking at this guide again. You asked, do you have a name that I can call you by? Now sense it. Make it up. Don't worry if it's right or wrong. Just allow something to come. And if nothing comes, that's okay too. A mundane name of someone that you could meet on the street. It could have some kind of real mystical sounding name. Doesn't matter. It could be simple. It could be kind of funny sounding. But it doesn't matter. Just make it up. Just allow. Thank you, you say to them. Whether you got it or not, just thank you. And sense their presence again. Sense their presence. The overall impact of their presence. And you say, thank you for coming to meet me. I look forward to being with you again. Thank you. And they say thank you too. And as they do so, they turn and they return to the group that stands there, joining the others that are there. And now you say to them, I have something I would like for us all to work on. I have a wish. I have an intention. I have a choice, something to manifest. And I ask for you to join me in working on creating this manifestation in the physical plane. I desire it. I feel that it is what it is that I want is in alignment with my spiritual path, with who I am as a human. on my path, and I feel it is good for me and good for the world. And I ask that this be brought forth. And so you tell them. Say, this is what I would like. Either tell them in by sending a picture, a scenario of you having whatever it is that you want. You give the, or if you're a wordy person, you give them a verbal description in just a, you know, 5 or 6 words. You give them, with that, you give them a sense of the emotional energy, the state of being that you would be feeling when that came true for you, when that manifested. And as you give this to them, and maybe you go over it 2 or 3 times, they start whispering amongst each other. They start, you know, moving and around a little bit and talking a little bit, whispering and so on. So you can see that they're starting to talk about it, planning it, thinking about it, discussing it. And then you notice that they begin spreading out. And they form a circle all the way around you, a perfect circle around you with you at the center. So there's some now that move behind you, some that are before you, some on one side and some on the other side. And you get this feeling from them that, yes, we are ready. You can feel their readiness. And with that readiness, each one of them, 50, 100, however many you have here, send a beam of light from their heart to yours. So all of a sudden, you are at the center of this incredible light, each one coming in, a spoke of a wheel, light spokes to you, the center. And you feel this light enter you. You feel the light from every one of them enter you, fill you up. Just fill yourself up with light. Let yourself receive this light. Let yourself be filled with all this love and light coming from their hearts to yours. Your heart is overflowing. Let yourself feel love. Imagine. Imagine love. The energy of love. And imagine the energy of happiness and joy. Imagine the energy of celebration. Feel your power. Feel a sense of freedom. Power and freedom. Feel safe and loved and supported. Feel filled up with light, full, full, filled up. And now you begin to feel an energy begin to swirl. They're sending energy around the circle. A vortex slowly begins to form. A vortex going one way, a vortex going the other way. Spinning, 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 spinning. The vortex spinning, 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 faster, faster. And maybe it's going counterclockwise, maybe it's going clockwise, maybe it's going both directions simultaneously. Faster and faster. It spins, building, building intensity, faster and faster. It builds and builds and builds and builds and builds and builds. Faster and faster, loud. More and more and more and more. Faster and faster, faster, spinning. Intensier and more intensity. More intensity. More intensity. Faster, faster, more intensity. Building, building, building. You begin to feel taller, taller, bigger, bigger. This vortex goes up to the sky. It goes down into the ground. You're in the midst of this swirling column of power and energy and light. And you can feel it build, and you can feel that somehow or another it is coming to be so intense, so ready for you, that this is the time. And with that, you take what it is that you want to manifest. You imagine it filled with so much light. You imagine it even brighter, if you can, than the light that you're swirling within. Brighter, brighter, brighter. More intense, more intense, more intense. This is what you want. This is what you choose. This is your intention. This is the request. And now throw it into the vortex. Just throw it into the flow. And as it does so, there is a beautiful, gentle, but huge explosion of color and beauty and light. All sorts of incredible energies just flowing and swirling and magnificent, huge, huge energies. Colorful, gorgeous energies. You're in the midst of like a moving, giant, abstract painting. Amazing emotions and feelings and wondrous states of being, especially that state of being you want to have when it comes into material manifestation. And you're in the midst of this bubble of just incredible moving color and light and love. And then you feel this bubble expand and you feel it just kind of wash out into the world. This beautiful light and love and all this beautiful energy just washes out into the world, just kind of flows out there like liquid with a hint of gold in it, flowing out into the world, way, way out in the furthest recesses of the collective consensus reality, way out there, touching the border of time-space. Ah, it's very, very gentle. It gets all the way out there, and then everything starts to sparkle and sparkle like in fireworks, and then they just kind of start disappearing. It starts getting drenched into. It gets absorbed into the world, all the way out there into the world, absorbing, 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 absorbing. And then all the colors just kind of fade as they absorb and become one with the earth, one with nature, one with this place of great sacred beauty. And you find yourself sitting there. Well, you were standing before. You were doing all this energy stuff. So much was there. But here you are now, just sitting like you were at the very beginning, very quiet, by yourself, in this lovely, lovely spot, with a sky filled with stars. Let yourself feel the peace. It is done. Your team has gone to work. They're working for you. And you let yourself remember the feeling of the love, of the safety, of the belonging. You belong. You belong with them. They are your spiritual, unseen friends, your community on the other side, with you all the time, protecting, loving, helping. And you give a little relaxation breath. You breathe in, and then you breathe out and let it just drop. You do this again. Breathing in and then let it just drop. And now the third time that you do this, you let yourself return to body consciousness. Remember that you're in a body, doing a meditation, finding yourself back in your home or your place. And bring that feeling back with you. Before you open your eyes, or if you've already opened your eyes, close them again just for a minute. And just let those energies, the love of your guides, the memory of this new one who came to visit you, and the feeling of being the center of the wheel with all the spokes of love and light coming to you. Just soak it in. Just feel it in you. Let it be part of you now. The guides are with you. Your team is working for you. Your friends who love you and protect you are going about doing interesting things to line up magic for you, to line up synchronicities for you, to open up possibilities for you. And they grow like you grow. Greater and greater love. So just let it sink in. Let it drench in, absorb in, and all those stars up there. And up there you can even see a ball of stars shining. And you know who that is. We're watching over you too. We're very honored to be part of your team. And thank you for inviting us to join you. So now opening your eyes and letting yourself get accustomed to being back in your usual self, but with this new vibratory addition and expansion. Maybe you might want to rub your knees a little bit or touch yourself, kind of get yourself back into your body consciousness, bringing as much of this energy with you as you can. Now, we suggest that if you want to work with your guides on a regular basis, that you can continue to do this meditation over and over, and you can call in a guide over and over again to be the one you meet, so that you can get to know a particular guide more deeply. And then you can also, in your day-to-day life, call in that guide, just that guide, while you're sitting maybe in your office or in your living room, and do another exchange and tune in all by yourself, you know, without listening to this recording. Just to practice getting in touch with that guide. You can, when you next do the meditation and listen to the recording, you could call in your higher self and do the whole routine of connecting with your higher self. You can do it with soul. You can do it with spirit, although sometimes spirit has a hard time being still. It's so spirited. You can do it with your guardian angel. You can do it with one of your ancestors. You can do it, you can call in a spiritual teacher. You can call in a healing angel. You can do however you wish. And just connect. Just keep connecting. After a while, it'll become second nature. It'll become easy for you to do. You'll be able to connect. When you're driving your car, you'll call in and have a guide sit in the passenger seat, and you'll have a nice conversation while you're driving somewhere. Can be even more interesting than just watching traffic. As you integrate your guides into your daily life, your life becomes richer and more magical. It becomes more mystical, more miraculous. So we recommend that you call in a few of your guides, your inner circle. Select your inner circle. Your higher self will be there. Your soul and spirit probably will be there. We would love to be there if you like that. A spiritual teacher that you might have or two. You can call in Mother Earth. You can even call in God, Goddess, and all that is. But every day we recommend that you at least call in your inner circle and say hello. Maybe not even work with them, but just acknowledge and say hello and thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for supporting me. Just say hello every day. You'll be amazed how much that will increase your resonance and lift you and enable you to make better use of your gifts and your talents and your strengths and your capacities. It keeps aligning you to more magic in your life. Indeed, there is no downside to working with your guides, with your spiritual team, and giving them things to do for you. You can ask them at night when you go to bed to take some of your stress of the day, to lift off some pains or disappointments or help heal you through the night. As we often say with those who we speak to in private, call us. When you go to bed, see the stars around you. Let us come and work with you. Let us send a column of light to you. We can work with you through the night. You can give us whatever burden you want to give us. You can give us whatever task. If it's not an ego task, we'll be happy to be applying to it. And you can bring in your whole team or your core, inner core group. At night, before bedtime, you can also ask, would you send me a message in a dream? Would you come visit me in my dreams? Would you help me remember my dreams? Send me archetypal symbols and messages through my dreams. There's no reason why you can't work at night as well as during the day. Your guides are awake all night long. They don't have to sleep. And we find it often easier to heal people while they sleep because there's no interference by their ego. So just know that you're safe, you're being held in protection, and you can allow your team members, your friends, to work with you. They could take you on astral flights. They could take you to night school where you learn stuff. They could take you into projects. And when you wake up in the morning, it's like, wow. You've been flying. Your guides are with you 24/7. Think of them. Ask them for things often. Ask often. Yes, often. Ask all day if you like. Keep them busy. All right, dear ones, it has been such a pleasure for us to work with you. And we're so delighted that you want to work with your guides, with your spiritual team. So when you go to bed tonight, call us in. We'll be there. We'll help integrate whatever you have learned or whatever you are learning. Make it more yours. Make it more empowering for you. Call us all in. So we appreciate it, and we look forward to any other opportunity that we may have in the future to work with you through seminars or privately or however it works for you. So go forth, knowing that those who love you walk on every side of you, walk with you. You're never alone. You are loved. You're protected every day. We surround you, dear ones, with our light and our love. Blessings to you. Farewell.